House churches get raided in Uzbekistan. Needs continue in the Hurricane Katrina zone as people turn to Christ. And a Bible translation group shares God's story one verse at a time. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Conditions for Christians have deteriorated over the last year in Uzbekistan as the government enacted measures restricting religious freedom. Missionary activity in unregistered religious communities are considered illegal. A spike in raids on churches over the last 6 weeks suggests it's likely to continue. Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
I think we realize that, you know, the Holy Spirit will work beyond the parameters of a government that makes it difficult for the church. So the Church of Jesus Christ will still continue to go on. And so we have people that are in Uzbekistan that are witnessing and giving out literature, and many times in a very low-key way.
Musselman tells us why prayer is so essential to ministry.
So the intimidation is there, but yet even in the middle of that, for, you know, especially the strong believers, they actually tend to be motivated sometimes with opposition. So they're still handing out literature and meeting people in their homes and sharing the gospel.
Next, crime is on the rise in the Gulf Coast region of the United States, hit hard by Hurricane Katrina. Construction scams, assaults, and drug and alcohol crimes are more frequent. However, Christians continue helping in these areas. World Hope's Debbie Hoover says working through the local church has been a great strategy.
Many people come to the church seeking help and seeking counseling, so we've been able to facilitate that a lot. Many people have received Christ just through the work of the volunteers. It's taking the word and the deed together, and then you see miracles in people's lives, changed hearts, changed lives, changed circumstances.
Hoover says they're redoubling their efforts in Kenner, an area flooded after a barge broke through the levee.
Many of those folks have mold clear up to the ceiling in their houses, and we're going in, removing the walling, sterilizing the house with bleach water, and then putting sheetrock back in the houses.
Funding is needed to help purchase these supplies. You're listening to Mission Network News. The lack of training proves to be a challenge to thousands of pastors in a Muslim-majority nation, unnamed for security reasons. In response, Back to the Bible plans to open a training center in a major city in this country. The goal of the center is to teach 100 pastors in Bible study and sermon preparation, radio broadcasting techniques, basic leadership and management skills, and Christian counseling. Meanwhile, a man who came to the United States after fleeing civil war violence in Liberia is going back to Africa to serve with HCJB World Radio. After being honored nationally for his doctoral studies, Dennis Walker will serve as HCJB's Associate Regional Director for the Sub-Saharan Africa. Training will be his primary focus, training radio church planning and planning FM and shortwave radio stations so that
unreached people groups that are yet to hear the gospel would hear the gospel through one of our partner radio stations. So I'll be training of radio practitioners, radio managers, and radio programmers.
After being held at gunpoint during the Civil War in Liberia years ago, returning to Africa wasn't easy. He says it's a calling.
God has called us to our people, and we believe that we need to go back and help equip our people and empower them to do the ministry to which God has called them.
Walker still needs to raise 30% of his support before traveling to Africa later this summer with his family. Your help is needed. And the One Verse program exists to disciple a new generation by connecting them with Bible-less people groups through their support of Bible translation. One Verse is part of the Seed Company, who works around the world to translate the Bible into every language. The primary goal of One Verse is to reach the 2,600 language communities in the world that need the Bible translated into their language. Through One Verse, translating one verse in one language costs only $24. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.